Experts say that North Korea's chronic food shortages are growing, and so is the number of citizens potentially dying due to starvation. Trade data, satellite images, and assessments from the United Nations and South Korea suggest that the nation is grappling with their lowest food supply since the famine of the 1990s, a famine that caused mass starvation, killing hundreds of thousands of people. Experts say the current food shortage is likely due to complications from the COVID pandemic, 3 years of closed borders and strict isolation, as well as floods and storms which offset planting. North Korea is a self-isolated and very secretive country, so it's difficult to assess or prove what's really going on there. Experts say that equal distribution of any available food there is unlikely because the elite and military are prioritized. Now, despite the food shortage, which few experts deny, North Korea continues to spend money on missile tests instead of food and refuses aid from neighboring countries. Here's CNN's Paula Hancock with more.
Concerns about North Korea's food crisis are growing. Reports from multiple sources say deaths due to starvation are likely.
Probably its worst point since the famine in the 1990s, which killed 3 to 5% of the population.
Attention's being paid at the very top. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un held a Workers' Party meeting this week, calling for a fundamental change in farming and state economic plans. But many say it is his regime, its chronic mismanagement and isolation, that has caused this crisis.
We're really talking about 3 years of no imports of fertilizer. There's been no imports of tools or components to fix the outdated machinery that they have.
An extensive shutdown of borders due to the COVID pandemic meant almost no food or aid was getting into the country. Only in recent months has minimal trade restarted with China. South Korean officials said last month they believe deaths from starvation are occurring in certain areas, though provided no evidence. Its rural development agency estimates that the North's food production dropped almost 4% last year from the year before.
Food has dipped below the amount needed to satisfy the minimum human needs. So as it stands, by that measure, even if you distributed food perfectly equally, which is totally inconceivable, you would have hunger-related deaths.
Speaking to South Korea's foreign minister last week, he said Pyongyang has to decide to help its own people.
The only way that North Korea can get out of this trouble is to come back to the dialogue table and accept our humanitarian offer to the North and make a better choice for the future.